You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. Or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
And good morning again. This is Ann McNeil, the Master Builder, helping you to build stronger and better lives. And we are so very excited this morning to have on our Thinking Grow Rich Mastermind show our special host discussing another awesome show dealing with the book Think and Grow Rich. And today's show is about the law of economics. We're in the chapter of Think and Grow Rich entitled Organized Planning. But we first will open up with our guests, with our hosts introducing themselves. And we'll start with you, Ursula, and then we'll go to Thomasina.
Good morning. This is Ursula Odom, and I am president of Sula 2, and we make old, new in everything we do. In that, we will capture, preserve, and present your legacy information for your company and for your personal story. And I am so happy to be a part of this team. Thank you.
Good morning. Good morning. And this is Thomasina Williams. My firm is called Sankofa Legacy Advisors, and our work is helping families to advance generational success as part of their family legacy by helping them to be as intentional in developing the family's human capital as they are in growing their financial capital. Very excited to be joining the conversation this morning.
And, of course, how can I forget the Queen of Clean, Robin Donaldson. Good morning, Robinson. If you can introduce yourself, please.
Good morning. My name is Robin Donaldson, owner of Renew Construction Services, and I am the Queen of Clean. And I'm excited to be here with Thomasina and Ursula, and none other than Miss Ann McNeil. Good morning.
All right. Well, let's get going. Today's going to be a very short show. But I want to start off by just talking about the fact that Napoleon Hill, for those of you that may be listening for the very first time, Napoleon Hill was asked by Andrew Carnegie, the billionaire of his day, to study the philosophy of very successful people. Carnegie said to Napoleon Hill, "I will not pay you a dime, but I want you to take 20 years of your life and research the philosophy of success." This book, Think and Grow Rich, is the net result of that philosophy. Napoleon Hill goes on to tell in the book, in the organized chapter, toward the end of the book, he says this: "The purpose of this book, a purpose to which I have faithfully devoted over a quarter of a century, is to present to all who want the knowledge, the most dependable philosophy through which individuals may accumulate riches in whatever amounts they desire. I have here analyzed the economic advantages of the capitalistic system for the twofold purpose of showing." Now he begins to go into what is called the law of economics. And he then begins to describe that if you desire money, this philosophy can help you to do that, any amount you choose. The first step, he says, that to all who seek riches must recognize and adapt themselves to the system that controls all approaches to fortunes, large and small. The second step, he says, to present the side of the picture opposite that being shown by politicians and demagogues who deliberately becloud the issues they bring up by referring to organized capital or free enterprise as if they were something poisonous. Now, with that being said, we have decided today, as we wrap up this chapter on organized planning, to just discuss our perspective on the balance of the chapter dealing with, you know, American freedom and this powerful law of economics. So with that, we're going to start with you, Thomasina, then we'll go to Ursula. I know Robin is going to be leaving. So Robin, either one of you, if you want to go first. If not, then we'll start with Thomasina, then we go to Robin.
Go ahead,
Robin,
Thomasina.
Would you like to go first?
I'm sorry. Stay on the call, so I would be. Go ahead, Thomasina.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Well, the essence of what I got out of this last part of the chapter on organized planning is that the opportunity is there. And the question becomes, what are we willing to do to take advantage of that, to turn that opportunity into tangible wealth? I love the beginning of, I'm on page 146 for anyone who may have a copy of their book out with them. This is the original version restored and revised, compiled by Ross Cornwell, in which our very own Ann McNeil is cited in the beginning. On page 146, the second from the bottom of the page, it says, opportunity has spread its wares before you. Step up to the front. Select what you want. Create your plan. Put the plan into action and follow through with persistence. And essentially, what I get out of that is the law of economics simply says that if you step to the plate, you've got to offer yourself, number one, because you get nothing if you don't put anything in. Later on, it talks about the system requiring that you do some, you offer some service or some product of value, because you can't get something from nothing. And it brings to mind for me, those of you listening may know the name Johnny Coleman, who is a spiritual leader, was a spiritual leader. She's now passed. She founded an organization called the Universal Foundation for Better Living. And one of her famous sayings was, it works if you work it. And there's a big if there. So I would suggest to anyone who's not getting the results that they want, they need to take a look at formula. Have they, first of all, stepped to the plate, put themselves into it wholeheartedly, 100%. They selected what they wanted. Again, we started out with desire. Having a burning desire being the first step, and then also creating a plan and then working that plan and by putting it into action, which is what this chapter is all about. So for me, the essence of it is you can make a little bit of money if you put forward a little bit of effort. You can make a lot of money if you put forward more effort. And it really comes down to, I think of the entire success formula as really being about our consciousness, more than about money, or first, I should say. Because if you don't have the consciousness of the desire to make money, if you're not willing to give a product or a service of value in exchange for that money, then you're not going to make any. But if you work the system using this formula that Napoleon Hill has laid out, then it works. People might look at Napoleon Hill and say, well, he did what? For how long? For free? It wasn't for free. He didn't get money as his compensation, but look at the value of what he learned in the process, the value of the relationships that he developed and the impact that he's been able to make long after he's passed on. So we can't get something for nothing. It works if you work it, and that includes applying the formulas that have been laid out here, and the law of economics, by nature, by definition, will yield fruits in proportion to our input. That's what I got out of it.
All right. Thank you so very much, Thomasina. And, you know, a lot of what you said, I was just listening and thinking about the fact that many of us have invested more than the 20 years that Napoleon Hill invested, and what do we have to show for the investment in terms of the return on the money? Jim Rowan, one of my favorite speakers talk about the fact that it's not what you do when you invest a lot of time, it's what you do in the time in terms of return that you get in, you get back from that investment of energy. And so with that in mind, right, so with that in mind, to Robin Donaldson and the Queen of Clean, and she can share her take on the law of economics as the balance of the chapter on organized planning.
I would like to piggyback off of Thomasina, because, again, it states the law of economics is one is one dependable method of accumulating and legally holding riches. And that's by providing a service, which for me it would be to solve a problem or make a process a little easier or convenient for someone. And so I have to ask, I had to ask myself, like, what service can I render to accumulate and legally hold riches? As a cleaning service, I always, you know, already provide the residential, commercial, and post-construction cleaning. So, again, I just, on a daily basis, I sit for 30 minutes, and I just try to come up with additional ways that I can use to increase the riches that I'm searching for. And what that does, it actually stretches me to think bigger, better, and by use of the auto-suggestion and imagination, my tagline was derived from the law of economics. And it is, our cleaning strategies are designed and managed to shift the cleaning burden from you to us. So, again, I'm providing a service, solving a problem, and most importantly, making cleaning convenient for them. And another point that really just stood out with me, Ms. Ann, was on page 145, and where it reads, America provides all the freedom and all the opportunity to accumulate riches that our honest person may require. We see daily people make billions off of the smallest idea, a lot of which are made or are conceived in someone's garage. So for me, reading that, it was like, Robin, don't look over the opportunity or the possibility of this. So, again, everything really, really changed for me after reading this chapter, because no longer do I look at anything or something as a problem. I just look at it as an opportunity for me to, again, solve a problem while accumulating those riches. So that was my takeaway from the law of economics. And thank you for allowing me to share.
All right. When you were talking, I thought about the sunshine can, where people sold in Florida, they sold a can of sunshine and made an enormous amount of money. And as you were talking, I just thought about all of the different ideas, the rock, pet, rock. What excuse do we have? See, all of this really starts with that desire for money. And people have told me over the years, well, I don't want any money. I just want to become a philanthropist. Okay, give it away. Mm-hmm. Make the money and give it away. Because when you really think about this book, and this organized planning chapter, is not just about the money. It is about becoming organized in every single area of our lives, every area. So I'm just listen. It's early in the morning, and next we have. Thank you, Robin.
Yeah.
All right. And next we have Miss Ursula Odom. And after Ursula, we're going to go to a commercial break, and then we're going to encourage our calls. We have a lot of people have called in and chimed in this morning, and we'd like to encourage you, press 1 on your phone, and we will open your lines. And good morning, Ursula.
Good morning. Now, as I listened to and read that section about economics, I think about, okay, Ursula, it's time to do what you know works. Because when Thomasina said, it works if you do, basically, then what is it that works? And I think back on the years that I spent in sales, and there was one thing that resonates with me even to this day, is that in this particular situation, every Sunday night we got on the phone and we made phone calls. And if you made one phone call, you could expect to have no appointments. So the formula was, if you make 8 appointments, you will actually see 5 people because 3 of them are going to cancel on you. And if you see 5 people and you're good, then you will do business with approximately 3 people. And of those 3 people, one person will decide that they want to do what you do. So that was the formula. And if you tried to cheat it, you simply were not going to get the results. So that fits with me today. So when I look at that from today's point of view, okay, so if I have a website and I check to see what kinds of hits it's getting, if I'm not getting a whole lot of hits, then nobody's seeing it and they're not going to call. So I can't depend on it working for me. Either I have to increase the number of hits that are out there, or I can't depend on that website to be the thing that's going to bring people to me. Now, I have services that I believe that people should want and need to use. I help preserve those stories about what you've done so that the next generation can benefit from them, can be encouraged by you, and that you leave a legacy that people can build on. And you become a continuum. But if you don't tell the story, nobody knows. And if you don't know that I do this, then I can't help you tell the story. So a couple of other things that I was thinking about, too, is that with newsletters. Now, I know that when I send out a Constant Contact email or whatever email process you use, when you send that out, somebody's going to open it. Somebody's going to remember that they want to talk to you. And those things make it really convenient for them to do that, because I've had more than a time someone say, well, I meant to call you, and I'm so glad you sent that to me, and all they had to do was click the link and or use the phone number that was on the link, because people are busy. They don't have time to go looking for you. So I know that if I do that by working, then it works. And one thing I used to do a long time ago that it's a little bit different today, is when I have a newspaper article about someone else, I will clip that article, put it in the mail, and send it to them. I had somebody come back to me years later and say that they still had that article and the goodwill that went along with it. And that serves me today, because that person is becoming a resource to me in something that I want today. So I've gotten that feedback, so now I need to go back to what worked. And so with this being a part of organized planning, the planning process for me is evaluate what I'm doing, see if it's leading toward the economic results that I want. And if it's not, then adjust what I'm doing. I need to adjust my plan and acknowledge that works and repeat that or increase it. So that's what I'm getting out of this. I'm getting the motivation to make it happen. Thank you.
All right. No, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And right now we're going to go to a commercial break, and when we come back, we'll open our lines for our guests, and we're going to continue this conversation. But remember, think and grow rich with your organized plans. And I will bear it for commercial.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com. Or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.
All right, and we are back. We're back with Thomasina, Ursula, Robin, and Anne discussing the organized planning chapter of Think and Grow Rich. And in particular, we are discussing the law of economics. And I just would like to read one more portion as we prepare to continue the discussing, and then we will open. But when Napoleon Hill talked about the fact that, and this is, I'm on page, for those of you that have the book that would like to, it's almost like a follow along, a read along, if you will. But we're using the version of the book, Thinking for Rich by Napoleon Hill, the original version, restored and revised with Ross Cromwell. But this particular portion that I'd like to read is on page 146 at the bottom of the page. And he talks about the fact that opportunity has spread its wares before you. Step up to the front. Select what you want. Create your plan. Thomasina talked about this, and put it into action. I want to make this personal. When I think about this organized planning chapter and the reread and the law of economics, this book in the first chapter on desire is the law of economics. If each and every one of us would decide how much money do you want, and again, we talk about this every single week, and it does not get old. Why? Because once you achieve that amount of money, you reset your plans, you reset the amount of money, and hopefully you increase it. And the more you increase the amount of money you desire and you reset your plan with the faith, specialized knowledge, your imagination, and next week we will be going into the next chapter, which talks about the decision now to act on the plans that you have made. And so with that, we talked earlier in our prep before the call started, and I was asking everybody, you know, what about, does this work for you in terms of you deciding a set amount of money that you desire, and where are we in the process of achieving that? And so with that, we have about 5 more minutes left into the show. So I'm going to ask everybody if they would just go ahead and give their closing comments. But also, does this process work for you as we encourage other people? So again, we're going to start in the same order. We're going to go to Thomasina, then Robin, and then we'll end up with Ursula.
I think, as I said earlier, Anne, that the process absolutely does work, but the process can't work by itself. It works only if we work it. And I find that as long as I'm consistently stepping out there, generating the ideas, acting on the idea, having an idea in and of itself doesn't have any value if I don't take the organized plans and translate that value, that idea rather, into a product or service of value and then share that with the world. So for me, the process absolutely works as long as I'm working it and as long as I'm working on my consciousness so that I say stay consistent and persistent in working the formula. I would just encourage everyone to continue thinking and growing rich.
Thank you. All right, Robin. And I think we may have lost Robin. Okay, Ursula.
Sorry.
Oh.
I was thinking about the fact that I participated in my first mastermind group earlier this year that you led. And when I was asked to give a specific amount of money that I wanted to earn, I said something, but honestly did not believe it. But then it happened. And it's like, oh, snap. And so now this time around, I start with that belief system that at least I could do what I did last time, and I'll add some to it. And it reminds me of the late, great Isaac McLemore, who was a marathon runner. And he said that in training to run, if you ran a mile on day one, that's going to be a hard mile. But on day two, if you run a mile and 5 inches, you can do that because your body already knows that you can run a mile. So it will not start messing with you until after you've passed that first mile. And when you get up to 10 miles or whatever it is, your body won't start messing with you until after you surpass what you've already done. So I translate that into, okay, I made that kind of money based on a promise to myself, so I will promise to myself that plus. So it works. And the belief system has it developed muscle just like the physical body does, I believe.
And for those of you that may wonder why am I laughing, I'm laughing because when she said that, she reminded me of a conversation we had prior to the show starting where I shared, as I was rereading this chapter, thinking about the law of economics and talking about the idea of entrepreneurs as those who are professionals with a job, considering becoming entrepreneurs. And I remember my personal experience when I had a job and I started my business on my job, so I was an entrepreneur. But I ended up without a job because the person passed away and they closed the company. But I was in such a habit of getting in my car, driving to Miami to work, and the place was closed. And I would sit there and wonder, what in the world do I do next? So we had that conversation, and Ursula was sharing with me about the body breaking, you know, having to get accustomed to the same thing. I say that because, again, so many of us, regardless of where we are on our journey, as relates to the law of economics, financial journey, if you are an entrepreneur and you'd like to become an entrepreneur, please don't leave your job. Use this chapter of organized planning. Use the chapter on imagination. Use the chapter on specialized knowledge and your faith and your desire. And make the amount of money inside that organization that you're currently being paid. And that is one way you know it's time to leave. Because your business, taking the law of economics into consideration, your business is like a newborn baby. It needs to be fed. And it takes resources, oftentimes from your job or loan or family and friends or a lot of credit or something. It takes money to build your business, and it takes money, going back to the law of economics, yourself. And you think about the training, the workshops, the conferences, the travel, all of those things that are required to build your business, your services, your products. The law of economics, again, how are you going to make that money if you leave your job? And that's where I was with this whole idea of continuing to go back to work, and the place was closed, and sitting there thinking to myself, okay, what do I do now? Still in this book at that point in my life, looking back on that, now 40 almost years ago, I want to encourage each and every one of you, if this is you, I'm going to close with this. Consider joining us, the International Mastermind Association, and the And Grow Rich Annual Meeting of Accountability. We're hosting a meeting. It's actually not a conference. It is a meeting for your life of accountability, where we will be discussing and sharing with you and holding you accountable for what you decide you want to do. This annual meeting will be held on the 6th of January. For some of us, we'll go on the 5th if you want to be held accountable at an entirely different level, but January 5th and 6th, 2019, in Boca Raton, Florida, at the Embassy Suites on Yamada Road. And with that, we're going to prepare to end the show. We want to thank all of our guests that have called in, all of our guests that are listening, and our hosts that have been so gracious to share today. So like Thomasina said, we're going to wrap up with a commercial, but we want to encourage each and every one of you, think and grow rich, and we'll see you next week as we discuss and share on the chapter of decision in the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-302002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-302002.